Sunday morning. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I'm Kate Doherty, and I'm here with my co-host Keely Reger. And I think, you know, we're both feeling the effects of the fall, I guess, beginnings. This barometric pressure change is not working well for me this Sunday morning, Keely. I'm telling you right now.
The weather change makes us a little tired, I think.
Yeah, it's not exactly our normal MO, so... Anyway, you'll have to bear with us. But this morning we're excited because we have opened with Down Country the iLearn scholarships. And Keely, I guess you've been to some of the conferences. What do you think some of the benefits of going out to these national and international conferences are?
I think it definitely gives you a different perspective, a picture of the big world that we have out there. I think sometimes we get caught up in being in our own little bubble, and we need to step out and get the perspective of those who are living in different areas, those who have seen different things, and those who, through their journey, have experienced things that will help us along our journey. And I think anytime we can bring those people into our life, get a little, just get a little education and take that back and share it with people here in the tri-state area, I think is important because that's why we do what we do, Kate. We are here to hopefully bring different things to our area that we normally can't get, information, professionals, experts, ideas, and just open up conversations that, you know, we felt for a long time that we need to be having. And it's not just here in the rural area. You know, you and I had these conversations when I was living in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So it's not just here in our little corner of the world. It's taking place cities too. And these are all conversations that we all need to be having about how we can make this world a little bit better for everyone, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. And I think that's what these conferences do, is we get out there and we meet people who are excited no matter what their life has brought them. And they show us that we can step out and we can enjoy life irregardless of what our circumstances are. And I think that's so important.
Yeah. Well, and I also think I'm glad you said that about kind of the city dynamic and the, because I do think that there's a difference in the rural dynamic versus the metropolitan dynamic. Actually, it's been a while since you and I've kind of talked about that. So, for example, if you've been in St. Louis or Kansas City or Chicago, there would be national conferences that would be coming into your city.
That would be
permeating, for lack of a better word, your culture.
And more easily accessible.
Yes. And I think when it comes to these scholarships, why, for some reason, sometimes I think people don't exactly grasp their heads around them, that they're applicable to anyone residing here in the tri-states. It is quite frankly because I don't know that everybody's aware. I mean, here in the tri-states, we have those three state lines, you know, Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. And I think people operate because we as typical human beings, we move back and forth across those state lines pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, give mm-hmm. or take, some of us work on one side of the river or the other, but we may move between those three states. However, those county and those dollars don't move between states.
Correct.
for people who are providing services.
Correct.
And supports. Those frameworks of within the system don't. And it creates a block.
Absolutely. For instance, I had to call Missouri ATP, which is assistive technology program there in Missouri, the other day. And I was explaining I had an individual that I wanted to help on the Illinois side. And I was kind of explaining what was going on. And as soon as I said this individual lived on the Illinois side, the brakes went on, because loaning out technology to try out can't happen because it crosses that border. So I'm going to have to go to the Illinois side of things to actually access that. And I think that's what's important for people to understand. There's definitely those resources, but because we live on the Missouri side, but yet work maybe on the Illinois side, or go to Iowa, either or, it does make things a little different with the dynamics. So, you know, the tri-state area is very blessed in many ways, but it's also just being aware of those mm-hmm. boundaries. And I think what's going to be really cool, and I can't wait for you to explain, is that these scholarships that Down Country offers allows people access to conferences, not just Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, but all over. We're talking national and international. And I think that that just opens up doors for everyone because, again, living in the city, easily mm-hmm. accessible to go to certain trainings. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your work sends you because it's there. You don't have to pay for hotels. You don't have to pay for travel. You don't have to pay for food because you're going to go home at night. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to those trainings and then you're going to go home. However, living in a rural community, you don't have all of that coming to you. So you've got to go elsewhere. And I just think it's really important for people to understand that we have resources to help them get there. You want to talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that?
Well, I do, but I kind of want to go back just because I'm hoping to... I want people to really understand the need for teachers. You know, I mean, our school systems really are strapped for cash.
Sure.
And that professional development money, I mean, while they work their tails off to get that, I mean,
you bet they do.
It's really hard to get our teachers out to national mm-hmm. conferences where this thing called best practice is kind of like this vague, ambiguous, you know, what is that? What's right. that look like? And how do we get the latest and greatest? When we had Jeff Zanger and Barb Speckhardt on the phone and they were talking about what they learned at the International Society for Technology Education, mm-hmm. I love that that's able to come back and be put in practice right here in the tri-states.
Absolutely.
And then when I look at that, you know, they're teachers, but then let's look at the parent perspective. When I look at some of our parents who have come, and they have focused on the best medical practices for their kiddos, mm. you know, because they've gone to either the Autism Society of America or they've gone to the National mm-hmm. Down Syndrome Congress. And they've had that ability to meet with not just a wonderful local professional. And we have amazing doctors and nurses and therapists right here in the tri-states. But when you can meet the world expert on XYZ, whatever
right.
it is.
The specialist. You betcha.
The specialist. And all they do is see individuals who have XYZ. Right. I mean, when my husband had cancer, it was awesome to go to a doctor. And the only patients he worked with were people who had exactly that one type of cancer that he had. Mm-hmm. And so... I just love creating that access and then that ability to bring them back right here to the tri-states.
So that best practice piece, but also that medical, you know, the other night at Down Country's birthday bash, I was chatting with one of our island recipients and it just really came to light for me of the journey that she and her family have been on because her son is 1 in 35 mm-hmm. diagnosed with a specific
syndrome.
In the world, correct.
Mm-hmm. 35
so
in the world.
You have to go elsewhere, unfortunately, to get specialized treatment because they're still finding things out about this. This is something that, you know, these doctors, these researchers, they're still finding things out about this. And so I just sat there and I was, it just was amazing to me that they're able to go out and do those things and that hopefully that we, as part of Down Country, can maybe help just a little bit with that because mm-hmm. This is research and not that that's what it's all about, but this is something that's going to also help other people.
Yeah, and I think that's the piece. I mean, this is part of what I believe here in the tri-states is because we are smaller, we can do this better. I mean, I think we can build it here and create that we can
create
give our
that model.
Yeah, we can create that model and we can create those access points for people. But it takes all of us working together. It's a little bit more labor intensive, but once we get it, we get it.
Absolutely.
So I can't believe it. We're coming to the close. When we come back, we'll give you kind of the brass tacks about how to apply for an iLearn scholarship, what that really looks like. But we just really want you to know we feel blessed to be here this morning and grateful to all of you listening. So we'll be right back. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. And have a blessed Sunday. We'll see you in a few.
Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Down Country scholarships. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568 and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down Country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. upatdowncountry.com. upatdowncountry.com or call 217-617-3568 217-617-3568 or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty and Keely Reger, and this is the second segment this Sunday morning. We actually this morning are focusing, we just opened up the iLearn scholarships for Down Country, and they go through November 1st. The applications are due November 1st, 2017.
So midnight November 1st, done deal, correct?
Yeah, exactly. You can email them or you can mail them to 5028 County Road 304. You may email them to info@upitdowncountry. The application is online, www.upitdowncountry.com, or you can mail them to 5028 County Road 304, Taylor, Missouri 63471. And all of that information is available on the website. You can go there yourself. It's upatdowncountry.com. The iLearn scholarships, which are awarded at Rhinestones and Rodeo on January 13th of 2018, that's when the scholarships are awarded. They pay for up to a $2,000 maximum, hotel, national or international conference. Notice I said national or international conference, no state conferences.
Right, and we have people going international.
Mm-hmm.
We have, don't we have people going to Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Where all have we gone?
Vancouver, British Columbia. We've got some going to Australia this next year. Greece.
Some pretty cool places, if
Puerto
you ask
Rico.
Me.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting and it's exciting to see what they've been able to bring back here to the
yes.
Tri-States and the ideas that they've been able to formulate in our schools and our clinics and in practice. It's a 5-year scholarship though. So that's an up to $2,000 maximum, not for 1 year, not 2 year, not 3 year, not 4 year, but 5 years. And the first year, you do have to attend the National Down Syndrome Congress Annual Convention. And the reason Down Country chooses that to vet its attendees is because it has three focuses. Education, technology, medical, as it relates to children and adults, both prenatally through senior citizens, with Down syndrome and autism. And once you talk those two areas, you're talking absolutely hashtag every child.
You bet.
And this year, that conference will be held July. I'm double checking my calendar before I give you the date. July 12th through the 15th. So if you applied for the scholarship, it is required that you be able to attend this conference, which is July 12th through the 15th. And once you attend that conference, you'll be required to do a pay it forward. Pay it forwards are basically created individually by the families, the teachers, the therapist. Anyone within the community who actually gets this scholarship, they create their own pay it forward that has to be approved by the Board of Down Country.
Well, and what that means is a pay it forward is taking the information that you've received and that you've had access to nationally and internationally and bringing it to the tri-state area. So that's how we make sure that the individuals that we're sending out to all of these conferences, that information gets out there into the hands and minds of all of us. So the really cool thing is Kate and I may not go to a conference over in Australia. However, whomever goes is going to bring all that information back, do their pay it forward, and make sure that we are able to have access to that. And that includes you, not just me and Kate. That includes anyone who wants to access information. They've done different things as put on trainings. They've
presented in schools.
I mean, there's just so many different ways, and we make sure to get that information out on our website so that you can access that. So, and Kate was talking, you were talking about the website, and you just had that redone, and it looks fabulous. It's user friendly. Just got on there to access the applications for individuals at John Wood Community College, and I'm telling you, it's super easy. Get on there. There's so much information that you can access these scholarships. And as we're sitting here talking about the scholarships, Kate, maybe you want to include a little information on what people can expect and what they're going to need to fill out. Because it's five questions, really.
Yeah, it is five questions. And what happens once you fill it out? So they come to the Downcountry office and we remove all identifying characteristics.
Correct.
Meaning your name, your address.
It is anonymous.
Any identifier that might trigger anyone on the board. And then the results are photocopied and shared, and each board member for Downcountry rates each question 0 through 10 points. The individuals with the highest score who are awarded the iLearn scholarships. Not everyone who applies for an iLearn gets this. It is a pretty intensive application process, but it is available to anyone here in the tri-states of Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa, the 50-mile radius surrounding Quincy. If you live within that span, then you are eligible. And the questions, well, first, why are you interested in the area of disabilities, exceptional abilities? And I think when people see that, it's interesting, Keely, because sometimes they read that question and we just had Aaron Wolf on the show. We are all disabled. What does that look like to you? What does that mean to you? Why are you interested in kids or adults or who learn outside the box? Is it a family connection? Is it a professional connection? Is it a service connection? Is it simply the fact that you're a community member attending church? What does that mean for you?
We just want to know why you feel compelled to go to these conferences and how you're going to apply that, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And the second question is, where do you see the largest need in education, training, positive awareness for individuals with disabilities, exceptional abilities? Because I think there is that positive piece. Like, positive awareness, I think, is huge, but where do you see the largest need? Is it education? Is it training? Is it positive awareness? Where do you see, here in the tri-states, mind you, because all of these dollars of your impact are to be focused right here in the tri-states. How do you plan to make a difference, Keely? That's question number three.
Oh, there are things, Kate. I tell you what, when I became involved with Downcountry, I just moved here from the city to a rural community. I knew of Downcountry, of course, because you're my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think being involved in such an organization has also broadened. Even though I've been in the field for over 20 years, it has really broadened my perspective. I've been able to go to the NDSC a couple times and to the convention you were talking about. And again, just the positive energy that you get, the education on the different realms that we've been talking about, I can't explain to you. And I sit here and I find myself just, it's bubbling up inside me. And I want other people to have that that opportunity. And I think that's why when we're talking about this and how you plan to make a difference, you just start applying it. You start in the way you think, in mm-hmm. the way you act, in the way you talk. And we talk about that there is a language. When you fully understand and fully grasp the difference that we all are and that we need to focus on people's strengths, not their disabilities, you start speaking a different language. And it just really permeates your whole being and begins to affect the people around you as well. So that's where I see it making a big difference, not only in me, but it's trickling down into my family and my children. And I see how my children are relating to other kids. And I love that because I want them to realize that we are all the same more than we are different.
I think the kids are some of the coolest pieces. A lot of times the children will attend these conferences with their parents, either in a volunteer or in a learning capacity. And the difference it makes for the kids. I mean, it is the coolest thing when I hear that a kid has done a presentation in their classroom based on the information that they got from attending a conference. Right. Or even cooler when they stand up for someone because they have learned that that's not acceptable.
It's not okay.
And that's not okay. Yeah. And that really makes my heart happy. And I don't believe this. We haven't gotten to questions 4 and 5, but we will be right back because this is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Saturday, October 28th, the Mount Olivet Methodist Church in Taylor, Missouri is having their annual Lord's Acre Sale. At 11 a.m., we serve all the turkey and trimmings a person could ask for, plus dessert for a goodwill offering. Starting promptly at 12:30 is our auction that has many homemade items, including crafts, pictures, jewelry, and food. Please plan on attending.
Welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with co-host Keely Reger, and we have been talking about Down Country's I Learn Scholarships. We made it through questions 1 through 3. But I wanted to make sure everybody knew you can go to upatdowncountry.com and you can see a list of all the different national and international conferences that we've sent people to already. This doesn't mean these are the only conferences you can go to.
No, it is not a complete list.
You can go to any national or international conference. You just submit it to the board for approval. The board votes as to whether it meets the qualifying characteristics.
Exactly.
But
we are open.
It is their National Conference on Differentiated Instruction, National Conference on Autism, International Sensory Symposium, Functional Analysis and Severe Behavior Disorders, National Association of School Psychologists, and list goes on and on and on.
And I would just say if someone finds something and they can explain how it applies to what they are planning on doing or why it is so important, I don't know that the board has ever turned anything down that sounds, yep, I can totally see where that, where that is applicable. So it's not a difficult process to get that approved at all.
No, it's not. And so on the website, there is a list that you can go and look at because the first year Down Country picks the scholarship. We use the National Down Syndrome Congress Annual Convention, July 12th through 15th this year in Dallas, Texas, will be the conference we use to vet our scholarship recipients because we want to make sure the dollars are being used in the manner and that people are going to follow through and be conscientious recipients. And so we do use that conference to vet attendees. But after that, years 2, 3, 4, and 5,
your choice.
You're up to your $2,000 maximum, and it pays hotel, conference, and an air or gas allotment. And we have some recipients go to 4 conferences a year because they use their dollars so wisely.
They are so smart, and some of them really plan it out well, and they utilize every dollar they possibly can to make sure they can get as many conferences in. And I just love that because they are being cost effective, but also training effective, if you will,
to the
point where they're getting as much as information as they can. So
I love it when I see because because since you have that first year, you can literally map out your conferences and your trainings well in advance if you so choose. And
yeah, you bet.
The people who are most successful, I do see them doing that and using their dollars in that way. Going back to the application real quick, we got through questions 1, 2, and 3. But question 4 is, why do you want/need this training? And this question is really just to kind of focus you. You know, Why are you interested in this? Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it something you just feel called? Is it because you can feel compelled? Is it something that you're searching for within your classroom, within your home life, within your family structure, within your church life?
Sure.
Just the why. I think it's important.
We always need a why.
I'm a why girl.
I am too.
And then the last question, probably for me, actually, this is the first year we've added this question on.
I love this question.
Me too. Because the older we get, mm-hmm. Keely and I have this conversation quite frequently that life really is all about philosophy and what you believe in. And so this question number 5 was added by the board this year, and it's, what does inclusion mean to you? And I think that's a really important fundamental question. When we talk about inclusion, what does that look like for you?
Well, can I tell you a little story? And
yes.
I'm going to throw you under the bus, Kate.
Oh,
but we have a new board member, and she's a good friend of ours. And she told a story that the first time she had any interaction with Kate whatsoever, Kate parked, I think, about 3 blocks away from the school to allow her son to walk to school. He wanted to walk to school, so he was walking to school, had his backpack, learning to cross the street safely, not holding mommy's hand or holding mommy's hand if he needed to, whatever that looked like. And she said, you know, it just struck me, that's inclusion, because she was making it possible for him to do something that a country kid doesn't always get to do, but that's something that he's going to need to do in the community later in life. We all need those skills. And I just thought that was really, I know that sounds really simple, but it was profound to her, because she's like, that's inclusion. That's getting him involved in doing things that in his community that all kids should be able to do. So that's important.
Well, we've certainly said that on this show before. So if you're listening, this would be a great way to work on answering this question. There is no special world that a child or adult lives in. Like, all of these children, whether they are exhibiting behaviors, whether they have lack of parents in their lives, whether they have multiple abilities or disabilities, mm-hmm. or whatever the catchphrase of the day is, we all have to live in the same world, and we all have to be equipped with what that takes. At the end of the day, creating good human beings is a really important job, and
Amen.
It's a fundamental job.
Yes.
And so for me, when you talk about what does inclusion mean to you, I don't vote on these, so my answer is that it's access to all
to everything. It's living, it's working, it's playing in your community.
You are
not just in the community, you are of the community, and that is important.
You know, nobody likes it when they watch their child go through their first heartbreak. You know, when they first have their first, boyfriend, girlfriend, or, when they get in the first fight with their friends. Nobody likes to see our children hurt. However, the reality is that's part of the life experience. And it's our job as parents or as teachers to help guide them through some of the heartache that is part of the natural life process.
Absolutely.
And, the interesting piece is when you go through that heartache or the mm-hmm. times of gray, it also helps you better enjoy the times of sunlight. And that is, when we're talking about a full life experience, that ability to live that life with the goods and the bads and the bumps and the roads. I mean, that's the piece of it. Anyway, these applications are open. I hope that if you know someone you think should apply, I hope you encourage them to do so.
Self-advocate, parents, educators, professionals, all the above.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can either, you can go to the website, upitdowncountry.com. Again, the website, upitdowncountry.com. The applications are online there. You can call 217-617-3568. Again, that's 217-617-3568, and we're happy to send one to you. And you can email them back to info@upitdowncountry, or you can fill them out again on the website, upitdowncountry.com. But please, I encourage you to do so before November 1st. We look forward to announcing them at Rhinestones and Rodeo. And Keely, I don't believe it. It's another day. Thank you so much for listening to #Everyone, talking about #Everything. Please apply.
We are blessed. Every day.